Good morning. This is Jim and Pat Sanders for Farm and Country, and our program is For the Birds. All across North America, hundreds of thousands of people of all ages and backgrounds are participating in bird observation and reporting. They make up the world's largest research team. They're called citizen scientists, and you're invited to become a citizen scientist too by participating in the Great Backyard Bird Count, which is coming up next weekend, February 14th to 17th. It's an annual four-day event sponsored by the Cornell Lab of Ornithology and the National Audubon Society that engages bird watchers of all ages in counting birds to create a real-time snapshot of where the birds are. Everyone is welcome, from beginning bird observations to experts. The count is an excellent activity to do with children. It takes as little as 15 minutes on one day, or you can count for as long as you like each day of the event. It's free, fun, and very easy. And it's an important way that you can help researchers learn more about bird populations. Participants tally the number of individual birds of each species they see during their count period, and then enter these numbers on the Great Backyard Bird Count website. Pat, you want to tell our listeners how they can get involved?
Yes, the full information is available at that website, which is www.birdsource.org. But here are three easy steps that you'll need to participate. First, you create a Greater Backyard Bird Count account, and that would be at the birdsource.org website. Then second, you count birds for at least 15 minutes on one or more days of the Greater Backyard Bird Count. You can count for longer than that if you wish, and you can count birds in as many places or on as many days as you like, 1 day, 2 days, or all 4 days. You estimate the number of individuals of each species that you saw during your count period. And thirdly, you enter your results on the Greater Backyard Bird Count website, www.birdsource.org, by clicking Submit Your Bird Checklist on the homepage.
Perhaps you're wondering what kind of data the count produces. Well, last year, 2013, was the first ever global Great Backyard Bird Count, and it set all kinds of new records. Participants from all 7 continents, including 111 countries and independent territories, reported birds. 4,004 species from about 180 bird families. That's 39% of the world's bird species and 78% of bird families. It's truly remarkable that such a high percentage of the world's avian biodiversity was recorded within just 4 days. So why did they do it? Well, the Audubon Society's chief scientist, Gary Langham, has said, "People who care about birds can change the world. Technology has made it possible for people everywhere to unite around a shared love of birds and a commitment to protecting them. Scientists and bird enthusiasts can learn a lot by knowing where the birds are. Bird populations are dynamic. They are constantly in flux. No single scientist or team of scientists could hope to document and understand the complex distribution and movements of so many species in such a short time."
Scientists use the Greater Backyard Bird Count information, along with observations from other citizen science projects, such as Christmas Bird Count, Project Feeder Watch, and eBird, to get the big picture about what is happening to bird populations and to learn how these populations are responding to climate change. The longer these data are collected, and the more data that are collected, the more meaningful they become in helping scientists investigate far-reaching questions. We hope you and your family will consider taking part in the Greater Backyard Bird Count. That's February 14th to 17th, next weekend. And remember the website, www.birdsource.org, to learn more about it. We hope you've enjoyed this week's segment. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future programs, you can email us at forthebirds@farmandcountry.org. This has been Pat and Jim Sanders of the Northeast Pennsylvania Audubon Society, and we're For the Birds.